From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Nearly a million people crowded into New York's Times Square Thursday night to celebrate the arrival of the new year. Security was tight in the New York celebration site, where city officials said 6,000 uniformed, undercover, and mounted police were dispatched. Some police officers were equipped with rifles or radiation detectors and bomb-sniffing dogs. There were no reports of anything but celebrations as the new year arrived. U.S. authorities said they were monitoring overseas communications to detect any threats, pledging to be vigilant following the recent terror attacks in California and Paris. Meanwhile, authorities in upstate New York arrested a 25-year-old man earlier this week on charges of planning to attack a restaurant on New Year's Eve in the name of the Islamic State. Emmanuel Lutchman of Rochester was charged with attempting to provide material support to terrorists. Gary Craig is a reporter with the Rochester newspaper, The Democrat and Chronicle.
His alleged support was this plot to attack a local bar on New Year's Eve and perhaps abduct people, perhaps kill people, in furtherance of his hopes to become sort of a bona fide member of ISIS.
Police in Munich, Germany, ordered two train stations evacuated and service at both locations were stopped. Heavy white smoke poured from a luxury hotel in downtown Dubai Friday, hours after it was engulfed in massive flames. It provided dramatic scenes as New Year's Eve revelers looked on. The blaze appeared to be extinguished, but several fire trucks remained on the scene, and dozens of people gathered nearby to take pictures of the burning building. This is VOA News. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for a bomb blast that rocked the Afghan capital, Kabul, on Friday. The explosion went off Friday evening in a central residential area of the city where many guest houses are located. The neighborhood is also home to many Afghan officials. Spokesman for the Interior Ministry, Sadiq Siddiqui, says security forces are at the site of the explosion and that police are investigating. A brief statement sent to VOA in Islamabad by Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahideen claimed it was a suicide attack on a foreign restaurant. The statement said Taliban bombers inflicted heavy casualties, but did not give a number of attackers involved. The Indian capital, New Delhi, has launched an ambitious initiative to curb the city's deadly levels of air pollution by restricting the number of private cars on the road. Anjana Pasricha reports.
The new year began on an unusual note in the Indian capital. In a city where roads are usually choked with cars, many citizens used public transport, auto rickshaws and cabs, arranged carpools or simply stayed at home. It was the first day of an experimental 15-day plan by city authorities to slash by half the number of private cars on the road by allowing those with odd and even numbered license plates on alternate days. The aim? To clean up the city's toxic air, which the World Health Organization says is the world's dirtiest. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
Israeli media say one person was killed and at least three were wounded when a gunman opened fire on a busy street in Tel Aviv Friday. The identity of the gunman and the motive for the shooting remain unclear. The shooting comes amid more than 3 months of almost daily Palestinian knife and other attacks on Israeli civilians and soldiers. Nearly 130 Palestinians and 20 Israelis have been killed in the violence. U.S. President Barack Obama spoke in his weekly address about his frustration with the unfinished business to control the country's epidemic of gun violence. Obama said 3 years ago a bipartisan common sense bill would have required background checks for virtually everyone who buys a gun, a measure that he said is supported by some 90% of the American people. He said it was also supported by a majority of the National Rifle Association members, but the gun lobby mobilized against it and the Senate blocked it. The U.S. leader said he's directed his staff to look into any new actions he can take to help reduce gun violence. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un used his New Year's Day address Friday to focus primarily on the importance of economic development. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.